We are in Sarasota, Florida, as the Raiders are training for the Miami Dolphins this Sunday on Sunday Night Football. Star punter for the Silver and Black, Marquette King, joins us. Thanks for doing this.
Hey, thank you for inviting me.
This Fort Valley State transition coming out of Rutland High School, take me back to that age and what you were thinking about going off to college, what that meant to you, how nervous you were at the time, and what was that journey like? What type of football were you playing back in the day?
I definitely wanted to go to a bigger school, whatever, but at the same time, I didn't do everything I needed to do on my end to go to the big school. So I ended up going to Fort Valley, which was one of the best decisions ever. It was a real fun time.
Shane Leckler is the punter. He's a great punter with the Raiders. You go undrafted in 2012, and then you get the tryout. Take me through that day as you're prepping for that tryout. Was that a moment where you thought, this is my one chance, I got to be great today? What was that day like?
I don't think it was just one day. It was a couple of days. At the time, Hoffman showed me little stuff I had to do, and I would miss the bus sometimes and just stay on the field while everybody else go back to the hotel and just keep kicking until my leg was tired, just so I could finally get it. And one day it just clicked. During the summer. During the summer it just clicked one day, and every time I just had the ball here and just swung my leg, it was just flying. So
you heard the name Ray Guy back then, and then Shane became a legend with the Raiders, and you're following in those footsteps. Looking back at those legends who came before you, is that something you think about, or you want to be your own man?
I'd rather be my own man. I mean, it's cool to see that we got beastie punters that punted for the Silver and Black. So, and it's cool to be part of that group. And I don't know, I feel like it's a standard that I want to reach as far as being, trying to be the best at the position that I play to help the team. So it's cool.
You dropped the tune on iTunes. I know you're really proud. I heard it. We were all listening to it the other night. How proud of an accomplishment is that?
It felt real good, man. I was chilling in the weight room back in Oakland and looking at iTunes and put my name in there, and it popped up, and I just started running around the facility like, yeah, I got the song on iTunes now. So it was cool. It felt real official. When I first started making music, it was in high school. So at the time, me and some of my friends would get on a computer, make music, and let each other listen to each other's music. But I stopped because the software that people use now was a little complicated because I didn't understand it. So I finally got on it and created a song.
Tell everyone where they can get your music.
Well, one of the ways, they can go to iTunes.com, or they can go to iTunes. Cop this song, QTTE-3.
For Raiders.com and the official Raiders podcast, I'm JT the Brick.